Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome. It's episode 17 of A Quick One.
Oof.
It's very exciting,
17.
Isn't it? We're heading towards 20 already.
Wow.
God.
I don't know.
Oh, you know
means...
what's going to happen when we hit 20? It's all just going to implode. I mean, 20 is a pretty dodgy number, don't you think?
20.
I mean, like 2020.
Yeah.
2020 has not been a good year, has it?
Oh, no. No.
No. Nice to avoid 20s. Maybe we need to stop at 19.
Yes, so it's a quick one. And Richard is eating something from a bowl.
Yeah, what's going on over there, Richard?
It's Harvest Morn fruit and fibre.
Ah, that's Aldi, isn't it?
Yeah, I was going to say, other fruit and fibres are available. But,
it is. Well, you know, that's what happens to gentlemen in their 40s. They start eating fibrous cereals.
You have to. Have to keep things moving.
I guess so. A life of fried bread catching up with you, eh?
It is. Well, I've just been over to my parents' house in Wetherby, and
okay,
I was fed vegetable risotto with a sausage on top.
What? So it clearly didn't sustain particularly well, because here you are back home having a bowl of cereal.
Exactly. Even with that sausage added to it, it didn't fill me up.
Wow.
What was the sausage a flourish? Was it a flourish on top of the
sausage?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But it was chopped into segments, so it was in four bits.
But it's not what I imagined.
No, not what I imagined either. But you know, it's. I mean, what would you imagine, given that? Yeah.
I mean, if I'd not eaten it with my own mouth, I don't think I'd ever believed that anyone could make that.
Good Lord!
I do like a risotto. And I do like a sausage, a vegetarian sausage.
Well, why not?
Together, I'm not sure.
Well, you could try.
Yes, I think I will now.
I wasn't 100% sure, I have to admit. Mm.
Before we came on air, we were talking about melting records, vinyl LPs. And Richard's wearing a Prefab Sprout T-shirt.
Yes, which led you to talk about what's happened to your copy of...
My only vinyl Prefab Sprout album. Swoon, which I believe is their first album, is unplayable now. Yeah.
Oh, mate.
Yeah, unplayable. Yeah.
Well,
so,
I'm sure you can.
It's a very sad story, but I'm just a bit concerned now about your records out in the hot Arizona sun.
Yes, I know. I'm waiting for FedEx, and I had to leave 8 giant boxes of records on my doorstep baking Arizona sun because. The FedEx guy, I won't hear him because I'm in my shed doing a podcast with you guys.
Oh, I feel a bit responsible now. Mm-hmm. You know.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, you should. Okay. And I did manage to sneak in my Angel Olsen LP that I'd left in the car because I just came from work here and had to sneak. Listeners who'd listened to an episode a few weeks ago would possibly be aware that my girlfriend is not. The biggest fan of Angel Olsen, so I had to sneak
it in the house.
Yes, indeed. So
we Will you have to play it at a very low volume?
Well, I'm going to play it in my shed. She'll never know.
Oh, in your shed, in the shed.
You know, she never listens to this podcast anyway, so she'll. No, that's not true. I'll be rumbled as soon as she hears this podcast.
I was once banned by a previous partner from playing Steely Dan in the house.
Oh well, geez. Well, yes. I wholeheartedly agree with that.
I agree with that too.
Yeah, there you go.
I would never have put you down.
Choking on his muesli.
I'm a big fan of Steely Dan.
Right.
No.
Yeah, I am. Yeah, they're brilliant.
I'm probably banned from playing anything with any kind of solo on it in front of my good wife.
Right.
Yeah. She doesn't like any kind of self-indulgence in music. So okay. especially on a saxophone. She can't stand it. She gets physically sick when she hears a saxophone.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
There you go.
I
think imagine, a lot of people have that.
Yeah, can you imagine the nightmare that would be playing a Steely Dan song with a saxophone solo over?
Well,
at
some of them do. A friend of mine, years ago, was trying to convince me that Steely Dan were great, and I kept on saying there's too many solos. So he offered to cut all the solos out for me.
Oh! and did that come to fruition?
It didn't get round to doing it, but I just took his word for it and just tried to listen to it, blocking them out, and that's when I got into them.
Well,
and now, are you able to tolerate the full Steely Dan solos and
all? Yeah, most of their stuff, but there's an album, Gaucho, I think it's called, which right. It's got too many solos. It just drives me up. I can't listen to that album. It's more solo than non-solo. So
yeah.
So up to a point, I can cope with it. But I you know what I mean? I've just kind of learned to tune them out.
Good God. What's happening to us? High fiber cereal and Steely Dan. Jeez, mate. You're getting old there, mate.
It's a great combination. Great combination for a Monday night.
I think it's time to... Yes. Introduce Richard to some hip sounds, hip new sounds. shall we listen to a song?
Yeah!
This is by Wax Chattels, and the song is No Ties. Was Wax Chattels from Auckland, and that's from their new upcoming album Clot. That's a good name for an album.
Great name.
Yes.
Yeah.
Clot.
Yeah.
You can't argue with that bass sound, can you?
No, no, it sounds like the Stranglers, that bass.
Oh, yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
Reminded me of that kind of Stranglers bass
sound. Yeah, it does. Yeah, it's filthy, isn't it? Mm.
filthy, just like the Stranglers.
Yeah, it's disgusting, that sound. Absolutely disgusting.
Yeah, I kind of liked it, though.
Yeah, I did, yeah. Yeah, it was a great sound, yeah. What a bass sound.
Yeah, brilliant. That's the thing that jumps out, isn't it?
Yeah.
Hypnotically sinister, would you say? That's what it says.
I think so.
Previous release. Yeah. Yeah.
So their last album was on Flying Nun Records, and I don't know if this one is, but that's not what you think of when you think of Flying Nun Records.
No.
But which I thought was great. Obviously, they're still putting records out. Yeah, and not resting on their laurels. Mm-hmm. And it also was in the New Zealand top 10, I think. Is that
really?
Right?
No way.
Wow. The eponymous album reached number 7 in the official New Zealand album chart.
Well, they have a lot of bands, so it's still. They have loads of bands.
That's pretty progressive.
So, yeah.
If you wouldn't. Yeah, it's not like there's no music there to go in the top 10.
And it's a band without a guitarist.
Oh,
well,
they
have a bass guitar, obviously, a bass guitar.
Yeah, I think we can safely say there's a bass guitar in there.
A two-piece drum kit, it says.
Two-piece drum kit, Stu.
Bass drum.
Bass drum and a snare.
I would say a bass drum and a snare drum, yeah.
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 They have some pretty interesting videos.
Right.
So I had heard of this band, and I just saw they had a new release, so I haven't spent much time with their new material, but I am familiar with some of their previous releases. But yeah, super weird time changes in that as well.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say, were you familiar with the time signature they used towards the end there?
No, I couldn't figure out what was going on, and that was one of the things I really like about it, because it's not like you can tap your foot to it. Mm. It's like, oh, what's going on there? It sounds like the record's skipping.
I bet they're good to see live.
It says on the blurb, intense. Doesn't it? Yeah, great live act. But yeah,
intense,
absolutely. Yeah, it was dead tight, wasn't it? The way those drums combined with the bass.
Yeah, it sounded like a drum machine. Yeah,
yeah.
And the vocals.
The vocals were like the vocals were. I quite enjoyed the fact they weren't overly lo-fi. They're almost a little bit, just that tiny bit polished. So. I thought they were. I didn't think they were quite as lo-fi as the music. Almost gave it like a grounding, you know what I mean? Like, so it wasn't all just pure anger. It was like the vocals had a slight bit of softness about it at times, yeah.
As we now know, you do prefer a nice clean
We do.
Vocal.
After I ranted, went on an endless rant last time about it, which I was slightly ashamed of, actually. I admitted that I was really grumpy at the time. So that pleased me enormously. It was the bass that stood out for me. It was that really, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, I really like that. Just Stuart. Are you familiar with their previous album? I mean, have you got it?
Yes, I do. I did get their previous album, but not fairly recently, only in the last couple of months.
Is it along a similar vein? Similar.
It is. It's pretty harsh. It's very similar. I like the fact they don't have a guitar in that band.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think the minimal... I know what... You know, I get what they're trying to do. They're trying to limit themselves... with their instrumentation and just kind of, which is great. That's definitely a driving force behind how they're piecing together the songs, because that's not a typical, you know, not a typical two guitars, a bass and a drum lineup for sure. But
you'd worry if one of them left, wouldn't you? Particularly the bass guitarist.
That'd be rubbish, I think.
That'd be rubbish. Yeah.
I guess so.
They describe themselves as guitarless guitar music.
Yeah,
which is, yeah.
Oh. Yeah, maybe if you weren't really listening, music. If you weren't really listening to it, you may think there was a guitar in there. You weren't really paying full attention. Yeah,
I see.
Can you name another band with another sort of guitar type band that doesn't have a guitarist?
I was talking to someone about. Yeah, oh. I'm sure there's more. Yeah, go on, Stuart.
Godhead Silo.
Right.
We're a two-piece with just bass and drums.
All right, yeah.
And the bass player was super fuzzy, so it kind of sounded like, well, you couldn't really tell what it was. It was just a fuzzy mess.
What was that band that had, I think it was a bass player, a saxophone, and drums.
Oh, Morphine.
Morphine. Oh, yeah. Right on, yeah. There you go. Yeah, they were great.
The band I was thinking of was Hugo Largo, whose lineup was two bass guitars, viola, and vocals.
That's all you need.
Wow. So anyway, shall we go to the next one,
please?
So this is The Asteroid Number 4, and the song is called Northern Song. Was rather dreamy, wasn't it? That's The Asteroid Number 4. Yeah.
Well, it's
what about that?
That's it's like someone's written something especially for me. That it's
I
just love, I've always loved that Birds guitar sound, that Rickenbacker sound.
Look at that.
And it might be obvious, it might be all been done before, but I just can't get enough of it. It's just I love that actually. I don't know why more people don't use that guitar sound.
There's a 12 string in there.
Yeah.
I bet there's a whole orchestra of 12 string Rickenbacker players in that band, no doubt.
Yeah. It certainly isn't it. It sounded like it was multi-tracked.
Yes.
Thinking towards the end, there seemed to be all kinds of jangle, wasn't there?
All kinds of jangle going on. Yeah.
So, but look at this. It says it's from their 10th album.
I just saw that myself. I've never come across them.
Who are they?
Well, I was thinking, am I being really ignorant here? Because I hadn't heard of them. But no. Then, yeah, saying their 10th album. Wow.
Yeah. Well, I've been
under the radar for some time.
It seems like it. They must have been just quietly perfecting their sound.
Do you know anything about them?
No, I don't know anything about them. I found it on the Norman Records site, and it's out on Cardinal Fuzz, which is, I think it's a Wakefield label, and it generally does quite drony, psyche sort of stuff. And I just gave it a cursory listen, because I think in the press release it had mentioned the Birds, so I thought, oh yeah, right. I was just dead impressed by it. It's a lovely little track. So that's all I know. And I went on and listened to some of their other stuff, and it sounded, you know, kind of similar, kind of folky and dreamy, really. So, yeah, I'd be curious to hear more stuff, really.
I think for that type of thing, it's done very well, isn't it? You know, they do it.
Oh, yeah.
They do vocals it very
were,
well.
Vocals were brilliant. All the echoey backing vocals, I thought, were very good.
I like that as well. Like that. Yeah, it's sort of, you know, it just gave it a bit of a mysterious element with some of the sort of, like, I don't know. So, yeah, I'm trying to think of another word for echo, but it was just sort of the echo around the mix. Like, I'm not clever enough. It's too late at night for me to think of another word.
Reverberation.
Nah, that'll do. That'll do. Yeah.
So, is that the only song you've heard by them?
I heard another couple of songs. One other one that sounded very, very good. It sounded, it was just like a sort of 60s folky type thing. So, so I'm gonna actually listen to more and hope, you know, because it's that thing when you get into you hear something by a band and you're like, right, this is gonna be great, and then, you know, that's their only good song, but you know,
You know what's going to happen? You're going to be like, oh, shit, I've got to go buy 10 LPs now.
Yes. But wouldn't it be great for me to find a new band? Because I haven't really found a new band for a while. You know, because there's a few bands that do this kind of thing quite well.
The birds do it quite well, I guess.
They used to do it pretty well, didn't they? there's a band I'm trying to think of that I've forgotten their name. That's why I'm getting all flummoxed.
do you know, if I heard that song, if this band existed in the mid to late 80s, which they sound like they kind of could have quite easily. There was a lot, I don't know, I mean, you're a lot more familiar with the Paisley Underground stuff than I am, but they definitely had that kind of vibe. And I could see that if they did exist 30 years ago, they would have probably been huge, because there was quite a thing with that sound. And I, you know, if I'd have heard that as a teenager, and little Stewie would have gone down to Jumbo Records. All right, Mike, have you got the new single by Asteroid Number 4?
Here you go.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I was thinking when I was that age, this would be the sort of thing that I was absolutely smitten by. All the kind of bands like Rain Parade and all the sort of bands that came in the wake of REM that just got out the old Rickenbacker and started jangling it about, you know. And I was just so into that kind of sound.
You're still seduced by that sound.
I am still seduced by that sound. My dad's like about 75, and he still loves that sound. So I'm hoping we've got a few more years left of enjoying.
There you go. Yeah, see? Look at that, kids. Jangle's not just for the young'uns. Transcends all ages.
It's nice to hear your dad likes a bit of jangle in between his Husker Du records.
Oh, he does. Yeah, he does. Yeah. It's not all noise with my dad.
Yeah. Excellent. So that was from, as we heard, their 10th album, which is called Northern Songs. Yes. And that was Northern Song from Northern Songs. And it's, I guess it's already out. Hey, what?
I just wondered whether that's some Beatles reference, because...
It is,
There you go.
It's the publishing arm.
It always said published by Northern Songs, didn't it?
Oh,
on Beatles records.
Yeah. Never noticed that. Yeah. There you go. Yeah. Yeah, well spotted by the big Beatles fan.
Yeah. I know! I don't even like the Beatles!
Oh, he secretly knows everything about them, doesn't he?
Damn!
Shall we talk a bit more about the Beatles?
No!
Let's play the last song from tonight's,
all right.
this episode. We're going over to Canada now. This is Devi McCallion and Katie Day from, I believe, Toronto. This is, this song is, what's it called? Soda. There we go.
Soda!
Pretty strange, wasn't it? That was Devi McCallion and Katie Day from Magic Fire Brain, and that song was called Soda. So I wonder what you thought of
it.
Wow,
I
liked it.
Cheery little ditty, wasn't it? I thought it was great.
Well, what I've got to say is this. You know when you hear like some new shoegaze, a dream pop band, and people say, oh, they obviously sound like My Bloody Valentine. And they just, when you hear it, it sounds like Ride or something like that. Now, I thought that was kind of in the spirit, more in the spirit of like, of how I felt. Yeah. That made me feel how I felt when I heard like, Isn't yeah, Anything yeah. or Loveless or whatever. And it just made me query whether my brain was like turned the right way around, you know, like,
right, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like there was things stuttering, there was things like, I don't know, slowing down. And at first I was allowed to check my connection, you know, that's the modern day, you know, when he used to say, when he heard my Blood Valentine records, we are checking that your stylus is okay. You know, I was like checking my connection. I was checking my connection.
I remember that. Yeah. That's so amazing.
Yeah.
That's, yes.
So that's a really interesting way of looking at it. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. That sort of stuttering at the beginning, that's part of the recording.
Yeah.
It was going wrong.
I thought exactly the same thing. Oh, I'm about to lose them here. My internet's about to... That's great. No, I loved it. I thought, like Richard was saying, that the unusual use of sound in that. I mean, you had the really boomy drums, which kind of anchored the whole thing and kind of it loped along, but it had all these weird sounds. And yeah, I had a similar listening experience, whereas I didn't have an obvious reference point, and that's what I liked about it. I'm like, oh, this is kind of cool. It doesn't really sound like anyone. Mm-hmm. And yeah, and my Bloody Valentine didn't really sound like anyone when the first few times I heard them.
Exactly, yeah, had that same effect. Yeah, the same effect. I've not heard sounds like this before. Really.
I really like the kind of unhinged vocals, the way it was sung as well.
There was a giggle at one point.
Yeah,
things like that. Yeah. It was just like,
quite sure. I don't know whether she was just riffing a bit at the end.
Yeah,
making up. But it fitted with I really liked it.
Yeah. It fitted in with the whole sort of disconcerting sound of it.
Matt, you picked this one, right?
Yeah.
Where did you hear of this?
I'd heard it because if you look on the Bandcamp page, it's Black Squares is this is a collaboration, obviously. Mm-hmm. I don't know that much about them, but I'd heard stuff by Black Squares before, which is one of this duo. From my radio days, you know, when I used to have a radio show.
Oh, you did, didn't you? Yeah.
Yes, I did, yeah.
It's been a while since you mentioned that, yeah.
So, I just remember the name Black Squares, and I think I'd played some of her stuff a few years ago, so I thought, I'd listen to that, and
Has it got any similarities to the stuff you've heard before? Is it a different...
A sort of synthy thing, but this takes it to another level, terms of the sort of weird off-kilter thing going on. I think, it's definitely worth checking out the album as well, because that may be one of the weirdest ones.
Yeah. On
the,
right.
You know, that really slow-paced thing that was going on, like almost, you know.
A lot of great ideas in there, I thought.
Yeah. So there we go.
Wow.
All right.
Good.
I'm going to check it out.
Yeah. We've had a good week, haven't we, this week? We've had three quite solid performances.
It's gone quite well.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So.
Come on. There's still time for it to fall apart in the last couple of minutes. It's going to be a dreadful outro. Here we go.
Well, it only remains to allocate scores.
What are the scores? Get
so
on with it.
So we started with Wax Chattels.
All right.
Seems so long ago now.
Mm.
At least half an hour,
which I really enjoyed. Loved the bass sound. Fantastic stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Brilliant. I'm just going to pluck a figure out of the air. I'm going to give it an 8.
Whoa! Ooh, high score!
It's a strong start.
Wow, how do I follow that up? Right, I mean, it's like... The quality has been really high this week, but I'm going to go high anyway, so I'm going to go to an 8 as well.
Oof!
Dang! Holy smokes! Well, I hate to be a copycat, but I think I'll do an 8 also.
It's a triple 8.
Good Lord! Seldom happens.
3 times 8, 24. Can that be beaten by asteroid number 4, Northern Song? Jangle. Right. Jangle-tastic. I'm going a bit lower, I'm afraid, with that. I'm going to take it down, down to... It was nice. It was nice. But it didn't really excite me that much. I mean, I've heard it before. 6.5.
Holy smoke! Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Look at that.
That's incredible. I can't believe what you've just done.
Well, I liked it.
I'm sorry, Richard. Yeah, I'm sorry.
It's all right, man. It's all right.
I'm going to give it a 7.5. I mean, I thought it was really well done and very melodic, most enjoyable. You know, if I was out in a bar, if I'm ever going to be out in a bar ever again, that'd be like, you know,
yeah,
be kind of nice, you know. Or if they were playing, I bet they'd be a fun live band, you know, not too intense, listening experience.
You saying for a man of your age, it would make nice background music while you're...
Yeah, I guess so.
dinner.
Whilst I'm eating my high-fiber cereal, I mean, that'd be a welcome accompaniment.
You make me hungry. Yeah.
Richard,
Don't know what to give it. I don't know what to give it, because it's one of those things where, for me, I really, really like it. It's right up my street. But is it better than the other tracks, if you know, that kind of thing?
It's
very difficult to compare, because there's so many... So different sounds, but I'm gonna go for 8.5. 8.5.
Way, look at that! Yeah. Look at that! I believe that sounds like the highest score ever, surely, on this program.
Mm.
Has that ever been topped?
By Richard?
I don't know.
By
Richard.
Once gave someone a 9.
Mm. Oh, unbelievable.
Well, that's a healthy 22.5 for.
All right, nothing to be sniffed at.
The asteroid number 4. Well done.
Nice one.
And
lads.
Finally, we had Devi McCallion and Katie Day.
All right.
Really like that. It's really interesting. I want to hear it again.
Yeah. I do too.
I'm going to give it a 9.
Jeez! Holy smokes! Good God. Wow. I thought it was great. I actually am going to go and listen to this the minute I get away from you two clowns. I'm going to go put it on in the kitchen and cook something. But I'm going to give it an 8.
Right.
I thought that was fascinating, super interesting. So, it's all down to Richard.
Well, I think Matt's kind of ruined it for me slightly about what I was about to do, because you may think that 8.5 is slightly could be seen as a bit high for asteroid number 4, but why they got 8.5 was because I was going to give this a 9.
Whoa. Wow, unbelievable!
I may regret it. Hi. I may regret this, but in the moment, I can only go on what's just happened.
Well, that is a very strong performance there from the duo from Toronto, Canada. And they are this week's winners.
Hey!
Congratulations.
No one was expecting that. No one was expecting that.
So everyone can now go away and listen to Magic Firebrain by Devi McCallion and Katie Day. Yes, winner.
My 8 points seems somewhat inadequate all of a sudden.
Too late now. Too late. The results are in. You're still a strong winner.
I think everyone's been a winner this week.
Yes, it's been a great
it's been a strong
episode.
Week. Yeah.
A great episode.
Best episode yet.
Yes, definitely.
All right, calm down, lads. Jeez, unbelievable.
And and a strong internet connection all round. Fantastic.
Oh,
well done.
Yeah.
Hey,
well
yes.
done, everybody. No jitters. No freezing. Like and subscribe. A quick one. Podcast on Apple, on TuneIn, on
Spotify,
Google Play, and other...
Deezer.
Is it Deezer or Beezer? Deezer, isn't it?
I don't know.
And if you enjoyed our meandering reviews and you enjoyed the music, then please tell your friends about it and share. That's what you do, isn't it, these days? You've got to share everything. Yeah.
Yeah, if everyone shared it, then we'd get more listeners. Yeah. Does that work like that?
In theory, that's how it works. Yeah, okay.